Today, our guest is Charles Breitenfeldt, Program Coordinator for Northwest Indiana Partners for Clean Air. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Lori. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to spend time with you. Well, you and I know that I am a proud member of the Partners for Clean Air Steering Committee and that I know all about the good work that's taking place there. But can you tell our listeners what Partners for Clean Air is and what the program does?
Absolutely. So the Partners for Clean Air program, it's a coalition of Northwest Indiana businesses, different industries. We have local governments, community groups, and we all come together and form a commitment to improve the overall air quality here in Northwest Indiana. Mm-hmm. And we do that through different voluntary actions. So that's a big key part of our group is the voluntary action part of it. Things that we do a lot of outreach programs. We try to get out there in the community. And we like to tell everybody that, you know, you might do a little thing here and another person might do a little thing there, but it all is going to add up to clean air in the very end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So remind folks how membership works and what the partners do to help improve air quality.
So you can go to our website. That's our membership. You go to the IDEM website and look up Partners for Clean Air. And on there, you can sign up. The period is for one calendar year, so it runs for a calendar year. It's really quick. It's really simple. It takes maybe 5 minutes to sign up. And then you pick a couple different things that you yourself would like to commit to doing that year, those voluntary actions, and then we take those all up. We add them all together and help improve the air quality in Northwest Indiana.
Just great things taking place with this organization. So why is this program important to our region in terms of air quality improvements? What are some of the things that are happening that are making a difference?
Well, it's really important because, as most of the people know that listen to this radio station, the EPA designated, especially Lake and Porter counties, as serious non-attainment back in 2019, late 2019. And so we all have to do our own part in order to help with that designation, help clean up the air here in Northwest Indiana. And, you know, it's just everybody can do something little, whether it's just not mowing your lawn on air quality action day. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard nowadays with the COVID-19, but, you know, going inside to the restaurant instead of waiting in those long lines for, like, takeout, things like that.
Sure.
So it's really good. It's really important. And then all those little things, like I said earlier, it's all going to add up to clean air in the very end.
Absolutely. So what are some of the ways that Partners works in the community to get the word out about the importance of clean air and things that folks can do to make a difference?
So we do a lot of different outreach events all throughout the year. We try to get like one outreach event a month, whether that's online or in person. We like to go to county fairs. We like to do Earth Day celebration. There's a big one. Every year we go to the Railcats. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves the Railcats games. We give away 9 bikes. One bike per inning this year. You know, COVID-19 pending, we're going to have 2 of them, so look for those coming up. Those are going to be a big deal. And also, we go to the Oilman Stadium we did last year. We watched the Northwest Indiana Oilman play, mm-hmm. went to 4 different games, gave away 2 bikes. We give out a lot of information, and when you sign up for those raffles or those drawings, it has top 10 tips on there. So not only do you get your drawing ticket number on there, you get tips that you can do yourself to help add up to clean air in Northwest Indiana.
That's great. Those are a lot of those events are a lot of fun. I always enjoy being there with Partners for those. Well, something else I really enjoy about Partners is being part of the scholarship committee. I was part of that group last year, and we were excited about that. And I know that applications are available again this year. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that scholarship that launched last year and what happened with last year's program?
Oh, last year was a great year. We started off giving away the inaugural Partners for Clean Air scholarships. We gave away 2 scholarships, each in the amount of $2,500 each. They go to local Northwest Indiana high school students. It's a really great program. We're doing it again this year. Hopefully this year, we budgeted for 3. We have 3 good candidates. We're going to give away 3, but make sure to get those applications in. They are due by the end of the day on March 31st. So that's your deadline coming up. You can go to the Partners for Clean Air website. It says there's a scholarship link that says it'll take you to our scholarship page, tell you all about it. And then right from that page, you can go and fill out your form and email it back to me.
Great. Well, is that the same page for people to learn more about membership and about just the program as in general? Charles, where do people get more information about all that Partners for Clean Air is doing?
So everything that Partners for Clean Air is doing, you want to go to www.in.gov, and then we're going to go /IDEM and then /Partners for Clean Air. On that website right there, that'll take you to our homepage. It'll start off where you can become a member, and then right below that is where there's a link right there that'll tell you to the scholarship. If you really want to see what happened last year, we do have our scholarship award winners video right there. And also, if you need more information about Partners for Clean Air, it's right in that same area. Click the link, Partners for Clean Air membership information. And once you read over that, at the bottom of that page, you can go ahead and sign up for Partners for Clean Air. It's all really nice, handy, all on the IDEM website.
Great. Well, I am excited about all of the good work that's taken place in recent years with Partners for Clean Air, and am really excited to see the scholarship program grow and to make a difference with the next generation. So thank you for the work that you're doing there, Chuck. It's truly making a difference.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all your help, too. I know you played a big role on our steering committee, and you're once again on the scholarship committee. So really great that we have hardworking people out there to help move our generation and keep this thing moving in a positive direction.
Well, thanks. It is my pleasure. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Charles Breitenfeld, Program Coordinator for Northwest Indiana Partners for Clean Air. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us. And as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.